it's mixed sandy ground that 20 years ago you couldn't give away. And over time and modern farming techniques, we've been able to turn it into productive ground.
Because my understanding of sand is that it's useless, it doesn't hold water, it doesn't let water soak through. What do you mean by the modern approach?
We use a controlled traffic farming system. We've got permanent wheel tracks that we drive all our machinery on. And I guess over time, all the other soil around those permanent wheel tracks loosens up and allows water to get down and allows roots to get down. So
yeah.
Underneath all this sand somewhere, there's got to be clay because there's crops growing on it. So being able to access that deeper moisture and deeper soils, it's taken a long time. We've had a lot of hits and made not much money off this ground for a lot of time. So
what do you usually get off this patch? Like how many tonnes?
Look, I think in our area, or in my situation, a realistic yield in a good year would be somewhere between 1.8 and 2.2 tonne to the hectare.
And this year, what are you
thinking? Hopeful we'll get a bit over a tonne to the hectare, or maybe a bit more.
Any frost issues for you?
There will be patches of frost, but nothing that's going to wipe it out. Mm. Yeah.
You also extend a bit further with some different soils. How would you compare your paddocks?
We've got barley on heavy ground that's hanging in quite well, but it's on a failed crop from last year, so that's probably why it's sort of going okay this year.
So we've driven, less than a kilometre up the road. You've got your wheat crop here. Yep. How is this going?
Really nice. This is a really nice crop of wheat. Same scenario as the canola. It's on light sandy ground.
Yeah.
Sown fairly early. As a result, it's looking quite good.
How early did you go?
Oh, this was sown, I think, the first couple of days in May. I suppose that's not terribly early, but everything went well and nothing broke. So I got going seeding very well and just continued on.
Again, tonnes to the hectare, what you'd usually get and what you're expecting?
Oh, look, an average year, I suppose, anywhere between 3 and 4 tonne to the hectare is a good yield, I think. And I just wouldn't like to say, to be honest, what this is going to go, but I think it's still capable of doing 2.5 to 3, anyway, tonnes to the hectare. So.
Yeah. Do you think you'll harvest quite early this year?
Yeah, I think we'll be going in about a fortnight's time, either on barley or lentils. So, yeah, that is early, but it'll be the same as last year. I think we'll last few days in October we started last year, so obviously that's not ideal. We'd rather be doing it in the middle of November or late November, but the seasons are predicting or telling us that we're not doing that. So,
How were the beans through that hot patch?
Ordinary. We lost a lot of flowers in the heat, but probably before that we got a lot of frost damage. I think it was for the end of August we lost a lot of flowers with frost, which is what happens with beans. But they're on a heavier soil type, so they've never really been that great a crop this year. So
we've heard that, you know, while some are doing okay, everyone across the Wimmera will be taking a step backwards this year. Is that the same for you? Like, how do you kind of sum up the season?
Look, it'll be the same. I'm quietly optimistic with some of our crops and what they'll yield and what we might make. But, yeah, we'll still go. We'll still take a hit. It's still going to be below average year, so probably a patch from here through, right, and into the southern mallee that's pretty ordinary, and then it sort of improves, I guess, when you get closer to the northern mallee. We're just fortunate we've got a bit of mixed type ground that we've got some crops we can harvest.
Do you see the value of land change as our practices change? Like, would the value of this place be a lot more now?
Yeah, I think so. It's certainly valued a lot higher than what it was 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, now it's got the title of the best crop in the Wimmera, so I can't imagine how much you'd get for it.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it on the market and see.